Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Limit is
how much
the additional data.
If you've got a big credit limit, it could be worth more, right?
Of course. And it's also important to know the card owner's geographical location, because realistically, let's say you live in Tennessee and the card is used in Vancouver, Canada,
right.
That's going to come up as weird right away.
Right.
But if they know the location, they'll make sure to sell it to someone who's using it near Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when it's used, it's less suspicious.
So a card with a good limit, with a high limit in New York City is worth more than a card with a high limit in Kentucky or somewhere like that.
Possibly. You can still go to Kentucky and go to a Best Buy and buy a big screen TV there.
Yeah.
Now, what happens next? But wait, there's more. So once these things are purchased, there are two basic variations on the scam. One is physical in-store purchases using fake credit cards. And the way that would work, you can actually get a machine to take this information and encode it onto a magnetic stripe on a realistic-looking credit card.
Mm.
The one catch is that you can't individualize the cards generally. It's way too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why sometimes you'll go shopping, and what will happen is they'll then say, oh, may I see your card, and they'll type in the last four digits. That's to make sure the numbers match, because if they don't, it's a fraudulent card.
They also want to see your ID.
Maybe. Yeah, and the way that can work is let's say you'll see an online ad for a mystery shopper,
mm-hmm.
and that's the card they provide you with,
right.
And then they'll have you ship it out or something like that. Now, variant number two is totally fake cards, which they use the original card number to set up a smaller credit card, which is then used to buy a store credit card.
Hmm.
Like, let's say it's used to buy a specific Best Buy card or an Amazon card.
Mm-hmm.
That card is then used to purchase. Because the idea is once you've got the prepaid credit card and then you get the store-specific gift card, it sort of adds a couple of steps in there.
Right.
And by the time people catch up, it's already been done.
Wow.
Generally, the way they'll do it, there'll be something like a work-from-home scam.
Mm-hmm.
Which
you can participate with them and help them out. And this is a multi-hundreds of billions of dollar industry, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. If it's any help, I actually posted an article on this on my website this morning. So
TheSecurityAdvocate.com. So check out that article. And, hey, Scott, good job again today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks
so much.
See
you next time. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.